That task would be left to two modern-day experts on Tibet. American John Baletza is an explorer and archaeologist who has studied this region's rich past for the last 20 years.
Tibet is ringed by these incredibly high snow mountains. It's a limpid country of fantastic mountain ranges and broad rivers and pure lakes. Tibet is really an inspirational land. The colors in Tibet, the quality of light, the way the shadows are cast are unmatched anywhere else on our planet.
Tibet is surrounded by the mighty mountain ranges of the Himalaya. To the south and west stands India, and to the north and east, China. The kingdom of Gugu occupied the arid western arm of Tibet. Saparang is a five-day drive west of the Tibetan capital of Lhasa. It is an arduous journey across unpaved roads in some of the least inhabited and harshest landscapes on the planet. The hardship and harshness of nature has forged a unique spirit in the people who live here.
It is often said that Tibetans are inherently a spiritual people. I think part of it is the landscape. The Tibetan plateau is just so high, you're so close to the heavens.
The closest most people would get to being at this extreme altitude would be flying in an aeroplane. It is a harsh, demanding environment. This is where Tsering Gelpo, a leading international authority on Tibetan history, was born and raised.